Son of Porthos. The king has returned to Saint-Germain, and with him all the pomp and pageantry that he loved so well. On this, his first morning home from Nimwegen, he is going hunting, and the courtyards of the palace overflow with horses and huntsmen, courtiers in their satins and laces, decorated coaches, nodding plumes, people of all ranks and ages. The king himself is mounted, the order is given, and the splendid cavalcade moves forward. Out of the courtyard, through the town, along the road, to disappear over the hill in a cloud of dust, leaving Saint-Germain to settle again into its accustomed somnolence. At the palace gate, two guards look warnly after the disappearing horsemen and sigh.
Oh, well, they've gone. There's nothing to do but wait until they choose to come back.
His Majesty has had the whole place in a froth of preparation. And now, on his very first morning, he goes hunting and leaves us cooling our heels here with nothing to do but die of boredom.
I didn't think they'd go. I'm a countryman myself. And if those clouds don't mean a storm, then I've forgotten all I ever learned.
Oh, there'll be a storm, all right. I hear my Lord Montausier warning his Majesty. But of course he didn't take any notice.
No, and with the Queen so poorly. I was told the new physician did his best to stop this outing today. You think he'd have stayed at home when everyone was against him.
When you're King of France, you can do what you like. Besides, not everybody was against it. The Lord Duke of Almada said that as everything was arranged, it would be foolishness to cancel. I heard him say so.
You've long ears for one of your size, comrade. How are your eyes? Do you see what I see coming this way?
Why, by my troth, it's a giant on horseback,
and riding as if the devil and all his hordes were after him. Look how he rides with the sparks rising from the road behind him. Good day to you, monsieur. State your business.
Courier from Marshal Crecy.
You come from Freiburg, then? No wonder you're in such a state. You've come a long way.
And with all haste, as you perceive.
And yet you are too late, monsieur.
Too late?
His Majesty and the full court have left for the hunt.
The full court? The Queen, too?
The Queen and all her ladies. Though they do say the poor lady was not fit for such a day. But there you are. She's gone, and there's naught that I can do about it.
My wife, Madame de Lotmaria, can you tell me, is she well?
I do not know Madame de Lotmaria personally, monsieur. But I have heard of no accident to any of the Queen's household. As far as I know, they've all gone to Mali.
Then I must ask another question of you. The Marchioness is here. Do you know where she is? I called at her house, but there was no one there.
Out upon it. Why is everyone asking for that lady these days? Why, I warrant it have been an official inquiry if we hadn't been so busy with the King's return.
Has she disappeared, then?
No, don't you believe it, monsieur. She doesn't have to remain here if she doesn't want to, like the ladies of the court. She's probably gone off to Paris about her legitimate business and will be back within the week.
You may be right, but I should have been happier to see her. Where did you say they were hunting?
In the woods at Chateau Marly. They'll not be back till tomorrow, for they plan to spend the night there.
Then I must go after them, for I have business which cannot wait.
Ride straight ahead, then. Follow the road until you come to the chateau gate. You cannot miss the woods, they're famous. Besides, the whole court is there. You'll hear them all right.
Many thanks, my friend. Farewell.
De Lotmaria.
Yes, monsieur?
My master, the Duke of Almada, sent me back to speak with you.
Your master, the Duke of Almada? Well, steady, boy, steady.
Oh, yeah.
Steady. What is it? Is something wrong?
Indeed, I trust not, madame. But my lord was anxious for your well-being.
Mine? I am all right.
He asked me to convey to you his solicitude for your welfare. He is distressed to notice how quiet and pale you are, and thought perhaps the thunder in the air might have given you a headache.
No, I thank you, monsieur. There is nothing wrong.
Oh, my lord begged me to give you this file. It's a sedative.
Oh, no, I do not need it, thank you.
My lord said to tell you it is the same potion he administered to you on the Selma Road and would do you as much good now as then.
The Selma Road? Monsieur, how long have you been in the service of my lord Duke?
Oh, for many years, madame.
Oh, I thought I had seen you somewhere else. And that I can't remember.
I have been a trusted servant of the Duke's, madame, for a very long time now. Undoubtedly, you'll have seen me at Point Laurier House.
Yes, that must be so.
You'll not take this sedative then, madame? I would advise it.
No, I do not need it.
Yes, you are tired, madame. You are having difficulty keeping up with the others, and the weather is most trying. There'll be a storm before long. I noticed the Queen herself looked ill a while ago. Poor lady, she'll need all her friends about her before the day is out.
Of course you are right. The status isn't only of myself, but the sort of my mistress, too. It wouldn't do for both of us to be indisposed, would it? She has come to rely so much upon me lately. Oh, give me the file, then. I'll take your potion.
You'll not be sorry, madame. Here. My lord advised it as a measured draught to be drunk straight down, madame.
Thank you. Bitter, monsieur.
Ah, yes. Yet I've never known it fail. I can recommend it.
I hope you are right. You may go back to your master and tell him I have obeyed instructions, monsieur. Please convey my gratitude for his kindness. I am sure he has no need to worry about me.
No, madame. He has no need to worry. No. Madame de Loc Maria.
Oh, it is you again. What is it?
The Lord sent me to inquire if you felt better than you did. The storm's beginning to break. He was worried about you.
He has no need. And if he is worried, why does he not come himself?
Oh, he has his official duties, madame. He cannot leave the king at present, but his thoughts have been with you.
Oh, of course. I am sorry, monsieur. But your potion has done you good. My head is splitting and I do not know how to sit my horses. How long does the potion take to have effect?
It should not take much longer now, madame.
Indeed, I hope not.
Suppose you rest a moment, madame. The storm will be upon us any moment. And then, without doubt, His Majesty will return to the chateau and we may all rest. Now, no one will notice if you stop a moment. Just mount here for a while and rest.
I'm afraid I shall have to. I begin to feel quite strange. It is a storm, I expect.
One moment, and I'll help you. Here, give me your hand, madame.
Thank you. You are very kind.
There. Now, it will feel better.
I hope so, but... But no, I feel so strange. Everything is going dark.
I have you then, madame. Madame de Loc Maria. So the old scoundrel was right. He can time it almost to the minute, and it works like a charm. Well, madame, so far as we're concerned, the hunt is over. Well, these are the woods of Marley, there's no doubt of that, but as for finding them, that's a different matter.
And if I do not find them, or myself, soon I shall be caught in the storm, for by my sword, the sky is like ink. Now, I was a fool not to have continued by the road and mounted. But one must take the advice of the local forest guard. So, here I am, on foot, lost in the woods, and as far away from the hunt and Aurora as ever. Aurora. Oh, heaven protect her till I get there. For I do not know what danger threatens her. And here comes the rain. Oh, death of my life, I'd best go back and try the road. And yet... wait. Here comes someone now. Perhaps I'm not as far astray as I had thought. Somebody has been hurt. They're carrying someone, though I cannot see you very well.
Over!
Who's that?
Monsieur, I have lost my way. And heaven have mercy. It is Aurore. Aurore! Oh, no, you don't. Aurore! Aurore!
What with the rain and the trees, I cannot see a yard in front of me. But that was Aurora. To that I will swear. I saw her face clear in a lightning flash, and oh, heaven have mercy on us. It looked like death.